Hey, good morning, my boss. I apologize for the delay. Yeah, let's see the beginning of Hachas Deyos. Yesh b'chlal an Hachas Esrei Mitzvahs. In Hachas Deyos, there are 11 mitzvahs. Chamesh mitzvahs asay, v'sheish mitzvahs lasasay, v'zeu patam. Lihidamos b'drachav. So the first of the mitzvahs is lehidamos bedrach. What exactly is the translation of that phrase? So let's hold off for a moment. If you jump ahead for a moment, to the end of Halacha Hey, going over to Halacha Vav. So we'll read the Halacha twice. Once the way it is in the sort of the standard Tfusim, and the way they have it now based on the Kisvei Yad. Reading beginning with the last line in Halacha Hey, Rav Osei. Mitzuvim anu lalachas bedrachim ha'elu ha'beninim. V'hem ha'drachim ha'tovim v'ayisharim, shenem v'halachta bedrachim. Kach lamdu b'feirish mitzvah zah. Mahu nikra chanun af ha'tahayei chanun, mahu nikra rachim af ha'tahayei rachim, mahu nikra kadosh af ha'tahayei kadosh. Val derech zo koru hanavim lakel b'chol osan hakinuyen erachatayim v'rav chesed tzadik v'yoshar tomim v'gibur v'chazak v'chayotze bohen v'odia shehin drachim tovim v'yisharim v'chayiv odom lahanhig atzmo bohen. Now here comes the crucial difference. So if you're looking in a standard tfus, so you have ulehidamos a love kifi kocha, right? Yeah. Who's looking in a standard tfus? Yeah, right. So you have ulehidamos a love kifi kocha. If you look in the, I'm not looking in the Frankel, but in the I'm looking in the one volume one, but I think that they have the same reading here. It's v'chayv adam lahanig atzma bohen ulehidamos kifi kocha. Meaning that the word elav is not there. So this is actually what's in a little word of elav, you might ask. So the answer is, there's a world of significance to that little word, Elov. But maybe let's backtrack for a minute here within Halacha Vav. When the Rambam says, Kach lamdu b'feirish mitzvah zah. Mahu nikra chanun afoto hayechanun, mahu nikra rachum afoto hayerachum. There's something which is very, very conspicuous. It's very bolate here, which is the lack of symmetry within the Rambam's formulation. Again, this is a Sifri that the Rambam is quoting, the Mahu Afata, right? We know it in Parshas Baloscha, Zekeli Vanvehu, Mahu Afata. But the Rambam, we would have expected, should have said, Mahu Nikra Rachun Afata Tikore Rachum, or alternately, Mahu Rachum Afata Heye Rachum. And you see the lack of symmetry, which is so bolet, when the Rambam says, Mahu Nikra Chanun, Mahu Nikra Rachum Afata Heye Rachum Afata Heye Chanun. Very, very bold. What's the pshat? So the pshat is as follows. Elsewhere, the Rambam explains that when we describe, when the Torah describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zvachu, Mechanun, Erech HaPayim, we don't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself has tchumas, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself has qualities. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is undefinable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is Hashem Echad. He doesn't have different aspects. He doesn't have different facets. There's no multiplicity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is Hashem Echad in the most absolute, simple sense. So what does it mean when the Chumash tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rachum, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chanun? It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts in a way that if a person were to act that way, we would say, oh, he's a compassionate person. He's a merciful person. He's a kind person. We have tchumas. We're not echad. We're not echad in any sense of the word. We have Ramacheba, and we have Sasagidim, we have we're all kinds of combinations. We're more kav. We're a composite. Part of our composite nature is that we have different qualities. A person can have a quality of being rachum. A person can have the quality of being chanun. He can have the quality of being athletic. He can have the quality of being smart. He can have the quality of being sociable. A person has lots of different qualities. A person is multifaceted. There is multiplicity to us. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what it means is that we observe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha, we observe actions that if a person were the source of those actions, we would say, oh, the person is a tremendous Rachman. Tremendous Rachum, and we observe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha actions that if we were to see them coming from a person, we'd say, oh, that person is a gewaltige Chanun. But really, what we're doing is we're describing his actions. We're not describing him. We're describing his actions. That's the pshat, is Mahu Nikra Rachum Afata Heye Rachum. Right? You hear that, what I'm saying? So Mahu Nikra Rachum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described as Rachum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have different qualities. Hashem Echad, he doesn't have Yud Gimel Midas. Yud Gimel Midas describe his actions. Hashem is Hashem Echad. He's Nikra Rachum. And that's clearly the pshat. Going one step further, the mitzvah of Ahalachta B'drachav, again, to literally go in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Rambam, it can't mean that a person should resemble HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no such thing as resembling HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally, absolutely unique. A person can't resemble HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What a person can do, and this my Chavrusa explained to me, this is what the phrase Lehi Damos means. Lehi Damos doesn't mean to resemble for the Rambam. Lehi Damos means, let's say in the Koteris, where everyone has Lehi Damos B'drachav. So if you translate as to resemble, so then the phrase is incoherent. To resemble what? You have to resemble something, someone. You can't I resemble. You can resemble something, someone. There has to be, there's a missing word without which it's not coherent. So what the phrase Lehi Damos means is that a person should mold his own image. It's a reflexive, it's a passive reflexive. Lehi Damos means that a person should that a person should mold, should cultivate his image. How? How should we cultivate our image? Bidrachav, through the darkei, through the ways which characterize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions. That's what Lehi Damos Bidrachav means. And that's the significance of why it's clearly a mistake. Again, it's not in any I guess the scribe who was copying this over, so he was bothered by the Hidamos. You have to resemble something. So he generously, solved the problem for us and put in the word Elof. But it's clear that as all the Kisveyad say, it's Lehidamos means that a person should be building, molding his image. And there's no Elov. Elov would mean that it translates as to resemble him, but that's, there's no such thing as resembling HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The gap between everything and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. There's no such thing as, Tzalem Elokim notwithstanding, B'Tzalmeinu Kidmuseinu. A person doesn't really resemble HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so that's just in terms of what the koteres of Lehidamos Peduachad means. So first, the Rambam has his Hakdama, from Mitzvah Shabbatara, the Ferusha Nitno, etc., where he traces the Masorah and gives a sort of historical context on what Mishnah Torah is. Then he has his listing of the Targ Mitzvah Daraisa. Then he has those paragraphs about the Rabbanans. And then the Rambam tells you, V'ra'isi l'chalek chibur zela avos v'sforim. Do you see that, Rabbasa? Do you see what that is in the Hakdama? Any other thumbs ups? Okay, a nod is also acceptable. Whichever you prefer, freedom of expression, constitutionally protected. Okay, you can do that Churchillian V sign if that's what you prefer. Okay, so the Yisrael Chalek Chibur Zela Abos Asfarim. Sefer Rishon, which is Sefer Hamada, Echlul Bo Kol HaMitzvos Shehen Ika Dos Moshe Rabbeinu. All the mitzvos, which are the fundamentals and foundations of the religion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us through Moshe Rabbeinu. V'tzarech Leida Osan Tchilas HaKol. And because they're the fundamentals and the foundations, it's the basis of everything. Kigon Yichud Shmo Baruch Hu, Hashem Elkein Hashem Echad, V'Isra Avodah Zara, V'Karasi Shem Sefer Zeh Sefer Haman. So what's Hilchos Deis doing in Sefer Haman? What's it doing here? Given this sort of definition of what the Sefer Hamada is about. So, again, the most basic and part of Hilchos Deis is the first three pokim, which deal with the mitzvah of halachta v'drachah. So The translation you're likely to encounter, it doesn't really seem to integrate into the Rambam's definition of Sefer Hamada. But the answer is as follows. In Parshas Kisisa, at Shlishi, so Moshe ben asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Va'ata im nama tzasi chen be'enecha, Hodieni na es derachecha va'eda acha. That's the part of the pasuk we want. Leman emtzachen be'necho ve'eki amecha hagoy hazeh. So the Rambam explains that hodieni na es derachecha va'eda acha. That the translation is right. Teach me the darkei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Halachta b'drachah, right? The darkei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'eda acha, and thereby I will know you, and thereby I will have yedias Hashem. So the Rambam says, you see here explicitly again. So the vav is not too different by kashas. It's not that Moshe Rabbeinu is asking a hodeini na es derachecha. Excuse me. B, he's also asking ve'eda acha. No, clearly what it means is hodeini na es derachecha, and thereby ve'eda acha. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, teach me your ways, ve, and thereby. The vav has that sense of and thereby. Let's say a similar usage of the vav. If you take a look in here, if you skip up in Hilchos Deos for a moment to Perek Beis, Halachic Gimel for a moment, so you see a similar meaning of the vav. When the Rambam says, "Yesh Deos she'asalo la'adam linhog b'hen b'beinonis." Skipping two lines, the od amru shekol hamagbia libo kafa beikon. And so that, I don't know, it's a bulldozer of a statement. It knocks you off your feet, right? Not ki'ilu kafa be'ikar, not ke'kofa be'ikar, but no kafa dimya, no equivalence, actual. V'od amu shakolim agbi alibu kafa be'ikar, shenema v'ram levavecha v'shachachtas Hashem alakecha. So what does the vav mean here? So v'ram levavecha doesn't mean and down the road, ultimately it may lead to, it will set off a chain reaction that will result in the shachaftas Hashem l'kecha. No, it's clear that the way the Rambam is teaching the pasuk in Parshas Ekev, and this is based on a Gemara in Sota, but the Gemara in Sota doesn't, the way we have it, doesn't say it this way. It's clear that what the pasuk, the way the pasuk translates is v'ram levavecha, and thereby, right, by virtue of the fact by virtue of the Govalev, thereby Veshachatas Hashem Lekecha. That, eo ipso, means, entails, Veshachatas Hashem. So the Rambam says, the same thing is true for the Pasuk that we were just looking at in Kisisa, of Hodeini na es durachacha ve'eda acha, is Hodein teach me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, is petitioning, teach me. Teach me your ways, and thereby I'll know you. So the Rambam says, because again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence is unknowable. A person can't know HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence. A person, you can know a physical object. You can understand the essence. You can understand it's a gas, it's a liquid, it's a this, it's a that, and this is its chemical composition. You can understand the essence of something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence cannot be understood. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is unknowable. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his actions. And that's what it means. Hodeini na es drachecha ve'eda acha. So the whole basis for the mitzvah of Ahalachta v'drachav begins with Yedias Hashem. Because Hodeini na es drachecha, again, Ahalachta v'drachav means to know the Darkei Hashem again, and then lihidamos, and then to mold, to build one's own image accordingly. But the yisod of the mitzvah is Yediyas Hashem, right? The yisod of the mitzvah is in Yediyas Hashem, because Yediyas Hashem means to what we glean from Darkei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what we glean from seeing how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted in nature, the Rachmanis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted in nature, that there's a maternal instinct, that a mother looks out for its helpless offspring, etc. So in that sense, again, circling back to our question of how does Hilchos Deos come in to come into Sefer Hamada, given the definition that the Rambam gives for Sefer Hamada, the yisod that we're talking about is Yediyas Hashem. Now that's the first part of the answer. So you remind me, maybe we'll see another time. There's a second part to the answer also, so Bina and Tzvashem, you remind me. So maybe we'll stop here for now.